You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Some of the UK's best disability football sides will be coming together at the end of June for the EE Disability FA Cup finals. In the partially sighted final, Birmingham Futsal take on Bolton Futsal. Joining me now from Birmingham is goalkeeper Carl Ferguson. Carl, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a bit about the season, Carl. How have Birmingham Futsal made it to the final on June the 27th?
Yeah, so it was a season of almost for us at Birmingham. We lost the league on the last game of the season, which was tough. So then we put our all into the League Cup final a couple of weeks ago, which again, we got so close, but unfortunately lost in the final again to Bolton both times. So this has got an added extra interest for us in this final against Bolton to try and win the big one.
And a fantastic season for yourself personally, Kyle, being named Birmingham Futsal's Player of the Season. How did that feel?
Yeah, you know, it was an absolute pleasure considering some of the talent that's in our squad and some of the performances that the lads have put on this season to be named the player of our team. It was special for myself, yeah.
How did you first get into partially sighted futsal, Carl? When did you start?
So I started about 10 years ago. I played futsal myself, mainstream futsal, outfield. And before that, my dad, George Ferguson, was a futsal player for many, many years before that. He's played for England, and I've watched him at some of the world championships before I started playing. So he was the inspiration for me to get involved. And then I've seen the likes of John from our team play over the years. And that got me interested in coming down to the partially sighted league and staying involved in it. And ever since I joined a few years ago, I've loved every second playing in goal for the boys.
And tell us a bit about the role of a goalkeeper in the partially sighted futsal team. What do you enjoy about playing the sport?
So for the goalkeepers can be fully sighted. Was introduced a couple of years ago into the partials rules. And I felt that added a bit more quality, as from us guys from the back, we can see the whole view of the game, being in goal, be able to communicate to the lads. So I feel it's an added responsibility for the goalkeepers to you know, communicate to the guys out there in real time, positionings and talking to the team.
Well, how can fans follow along with the action in the partially sighted final at home on June the 28th?
At home, yes, it will be on YouTube. Our game is 12:30 kickoff on Saturday, the 27th of June, or of course on TNT Sports. That will also be live on there as well on Saturday morning.
I'm sure you'll get many people watching futsal for the first time during those broadcasts. What can they expect from the partially sighted final?
Yeah, hopefully we do. It's fast-paced. As I say, there's a lot of added drama, I would say, into this final. As we've both been close for the league, we both got to the cup final, the League Cup final, and now this final. So I think it's going to be a real competitive, fast-paced game for everyone to come and enjoy a game of futsal.
If people listening might not be fully aware of partially sighted futsal and the opportunities to play across the UK, where's the best place to find out more information?
Yeah, so our Partially Sighted Football League has its Instagram page that you can check out, Partially Sighted Football League. You can check that on Instagram. Has all the information of every tournament we have. This, of course, is the end of the season show now that we put on the 27th. But from September, the league will be going again, and the league are always looking out for, you know, new young talent. The good thing about the league as well, it's boys and girls, you know, mixed. So everyone is included in this, and not just young, any older talent who's not been aware of our league is more than welcome to come along as well.
Well, we wish Birmingham Futsal and Bolton Futsal the best of luck in the EE Disability FA Cup, which takes place at 12:30 PM on Saturday, June the 27th, and is available to watch live on TNT Sports. But for now, Carl Ferguson, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.